President Obama's State of the Union speech last night carried very few hints about changes to federal management, but two major areas will have an impact on federal employees directly. Federal News Radio executive editor Jason Miller is here to explain what's in it for you. It's all about me, isn't it?
Well, I try to make it about you, but it's really about our audience.
Well, I know that, but the show is about the audience, even though it has my name on it. What were some of the more obvious issues that federal employees probably heard their names or positions in when President Obama talked about them last night?
I think the first one I'll have to point to is just cybersecurity. Mm-hmm. That was the most obvious one. We know it's been a growing concern for this administration, and we know now that Congress has seen the spate of attacks, the identity theft, the hacks in the private sector, and even throughout government. I think there's this growing momentum to update and improve current cyber laws.
No foreign nation, no hacker should be able to shut down our networks, steal our trade secrets, or invade the privacy of American families, especially our kids. So we're making sure our government integrates intelligence to combat cyber threats, just as we have done to combat terrorism. And tonight I urge this Congress to finally pass the legislation we need to better meet the evolving threat of cyber attacks, combat identity theft, and protect our children's information. That should be a bipartisan effort. If we don't act, we'll leave our nation and our economy vulnerable. If we do, we can continue to protect the technologies that have unleashed untold opportunities for people around the globe.
Now, remember, on January 13th, the White House submitted new proposals to Congress around cyber legislation. The proposals centered on updating Homeland Security's authorities, a standard approach to data breach notification, and improve law enforcement authorities as they relate to cyber crime. Now, we have linked up to those cyber proposals on federalnewsradio.com, so anyone can see it and read them for themselves. The second area, I think, is related to cybersecurity, but it's more broadly around intelligence activities. The president says because of the way the nation looks at civil liberties, the government really must uphold the commitment in their fight against terrorist networks.
So while some have moved on from the debates over our surveillance programs, I have not. As promised, our intelligence agencies have worked hard with the recommendations of privacy advocates to increase transparency and build more safeguards against potential abuse. And next month, we'll issue a report on how we're keeping our promise to keep our country safe while strengthening privacy.
So what we have going on here is the reference to fighting terrorism. You know, that was the obvious theme throughout the president's speech. Whether he talked about removing all but 15,000 troops from Iraq and Afghanistan, or he talked about the need for Congress to pass a resolution to use force to fight the Islamic State. So I think that's the other area where they're really looking at what's going on. This is, you know, specifically mentioning DOD. The president only called out two agencies during his speech last night, NASA and NOAA, and that was in regards to climate change. And the fact is the weather patterns have changed over the last decade or longer. Obama also addresses the troubles at the Veterans Affairs Department. No, he did not directly call out VA.
Yes.
He says the government is slashing the backlog that had too many veterans waiting years to get benefits they need. And the VA, he didn't say this specifically, but he said we, as in the government, is making it easier for vets to translate their training and experience into civilian jobs. So as you can see, it was not, hey, VA did this or VA didn't do this. It's you could just read it.
So if he didn't do specifics, where are the places that I, as a federal leader, could read between the lines and say, okay, maybe he didn't come right out and say it, but it sounds like he's talking about me or to me.
Obviously, there was a ton of references to initiatives and goals where agencies will play a big, big role, but the president didn't call them out specifically. The first one I'll point to is improving the nation's infrastructure. Obama says for America's businesses to compete, they need an infrastructure that supports them.
21st century businesses need 21st century infrastructure. Modern ports, and stronger bridges, faster trains, and the fastest internet. Democrats and Republicans used to agree on this. So let's set our sights higher than a single oil pipeline. Let's pass a bipartisan infrastructure plan that could create more than 30 times as many jobs per year and make this country stronger for decades to come. Let's do it. Let's get it done. 21st century businesses, including small businesses, need to sell more American products overseas. Today, our businesses export more than ever, and exporters tend to pay their workers higher wages. But as we speak, China wants to write the rules for the world's fastest growing region. That would put our workers and our businesses at a disadvantage. Why would we let that happen? We should write those rules. We should level the playing field. That's why I'm asking both parties to give me trade promotion authority to protect American workers with strong new trade deals from Asia to Europe that aren't just free, but are also fair. It's the right thing to do.
So when you hear the White House talk about infrastructure, internet, trade promotion, that obviously brings up the, you know, Transportation Department, Commerce Department, the State Department, and obviously the Small Business Administration, as well as several others. So you can see how, even though he's not mentioning, hey, DOT will do this, hey, when we talk about infrastructure, bridges and roads, that's going to fall to no one but DOT. A second major theme was education, and in some ways how America has fallen behind and how it values education. When I say values, I'm not talking about, oh, we don't think education is important, but this idea of how to pay for it, how to approach it. And that's what Obama did. He calls for a new approach that I think would give the Education Department, as well as the Veterans Affairs Department, some heavy lifting.
Other countries caught on. And in a 21st century economy that rewards knowledge like never before, we need to up our game. We need to do more. By the end of this decade, 2 in 3 job openings will require some higher education. And yet we still live in a country where too many bright, striving Americans are priced out of the education they need. It's not fair to them, and it's sure not smart for our future. And that's why I'm sending this Congress a bold new plan to lower the cost of community college to zero. Keep in mind, 40% of our college students choose community college. Some are young and starting out. Some are older and looking for a better job. Some are veterans and single parents trying to transition back into the job market. Whoever you are, this plan is your chance to graduate ready for the new economy without a load of debt. Understand, you've got to earn it. You've got to keep your grades up and graduate on time.
So the third area I'll highlight is around health IT. Now, this has been a popular topic in the State of the Union for more than a decade, when then-President George W. Bush in 2004 called for every American to have an electronic health record by 2014. Now, we know that didn't happen, and it's much harder than, I think, when he thought about it in 2004.
Yes.
But the point is that's been a growing thing, something that every president, you know, both presidents, I should say, has mentioned in their State of the Union. Obama says his administration is launching a new precision medicine initiative to bring the country closer to curing diseases like cancer and diabetes. And he's also, again, wants to give citizens access to personalized information to help keep them and their families healthier. This, of course, means more work, but more heavy lifting for the Department of Health and Human Services. They're going to play a larger role than I think they've already doing in health IT. And I think the experience that VA and the Defense Department are having in developing an interoperable health IT system also should play into this.
What kind of reaction are we getting to this speech from around the federal community?
So it's interesting, you know, everybody and their brother sent me a press release. I'm sure you got them too.
About 9,000.
Talk about, hey, we want this quote on the cybersecurity State of the Union. And all of them are basically the same, you know, praising the president for tackling this important issue, which I'm not downplaying. Don't get me wrong, Francis. But come on, give me something, a little meat here. And the problem is the president really didn't give a ton of what his plans are around cybersecurity in the State of the Union. You actually read those legislative proposals. But I think I did reach out and got some relevant comments about what the impact on federal employees will be and contractors. I caught up with J. David Cox, the president of the American Federation of Government Employees. He says all of Obama's priorities, whether they're cyber or intelligence reforms or infrastructure or education, will be done by federal employees, and that's important to keep in mind.
He talked about the middle class a whole lot, and federal employees, most of them fall into a middle class situation. Many of them, that's how they achieve status in the middle class, that they went to work for the federal government, that they have been paid a salary, they have a job that has benefits, annual leave, sick leave, health insurance, and retirement, so those type things. So I believe that pushing for the middle class is certainly beneficial to federal employees. We would certainly like to see the president join with Representative Conley and Senator Cardin and others in supporting and endorsing a 3.8% pay raise for federal employees this next year. That, we believe, would do a lot for the middle class, and we believe that it would be the right direction for the president to go to acknowledge the work of federal workers.
Now, I also caught up with Trey Hodgkins. Now, he is the Senior Vice President for Public Sector for the IT Alliance for Public Sector, or ITAPS. And he said, listen, it was kind of interesting that the president didn't mention the budget or sequestration, so that fiscal uncertainty should remain a bit of a concern for the vendor community. But he also said, listen, the fact is he did spend so much time talking IT, cybersecurity, intelligence. That also bodes well for the contractor community as well. So it's something for them to two different parts of the spectrum to keep an eye on.
All the details on the State of the Union speech and how it affects federal workers, your report's on federalnewsradio.com. It's a great one. I thank you for coming on.
Thank you.